You're with SBS Radio.
Right here on NITV Radio, time now to talk about an Edith Cowan University project. And it's actually assisting Aboriginal people with life after a stroke and traumatic brain injury by providing vital support. And I'm happy to be joined by Professor Beth Armstrong, Healing Right Way lead in the project. So welcome to NITV Radio, Beth.
Thank you, Kerry Lee.
Can you please tell us what this program is all about, Healing Right Way?
Sure. So it's a study that's been running now since 2017. We finish up next year in 22. And the aim of it is to improve the quality of life and access to rehabilitation services for Aboriginal people after stroke and traumatic brain injury, as you said. And traumatic brain injury can involve anything from a car accident, a head injury after a car accident, to a fall, to an assault. And these injuries have long-term effects. So the aim of the study is to make services more culturally appropriate for people and more accessible so that it'll have a positive effect on their ultimate outcome from and their recovery from the injury. What we are doing in the study, there are two parts of what we call the intervention in the study. One is we do training at the hospitals across Western Australia. One of the team is expert in brain injury and the Aboriginal co-facilitator is a cultural expert. And we both present workshops to staff at hospitals to see if we can get people thinking about better ways to offer services to Aboriginal patients that might be more accessible and culturally appropriate. And the other very important part of the project, we're employing new positions and the people are called Aboriginal Brain Injury Coordinators. And they also work across the state in rural and metropolitan areas. They come into the hospital when the person first has their brain injury and meet the person and the family, and they assist them for the first 6 months after the injury. And you'll be talking to one of the coordinators about that work and helping people with access to services, with some advocating for them to get services, telling them about things like telehealth facilities, what services are out there, helping them on a personal level, all kinds of things, helping them to navigate what's often a complex rehabilitation system afterwards. And we have a large team of Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal researchers that are working on the project.
And how important was it to get Aboriginal researchers involved in this project for you, Beth?
Oh, it's crucial. I'm not Aboriginal. I'm a speech pathologist. I've been working in the area with people with brain injury for many years. And it came about because the project came about because the rehabilitation specialists and allied health staff were not seeing a lot of Aboriginal people or patients for rehabilitation. So we wanted to know why, and we went out across WA interviewing Aboriginal people after brain injury and their families. And one of the first things they told us was that as the system currently exists, they would much prefer having an Aboriginal health professional involved in their care, and that it would make all the difference to feeling that services were acknowledging their needs in a meaningful way and were actually offering services that fitted lots of life circumstances and health issues that Aboriginal people may face or after a brain injury. So the Aboriginal perspective on the research. We can't do research into Aboriginal health or Aboriginal issues without Aboriginal people leading, co-leading, and at all levels of the research team, from leadership to on-the-ground work, being involved. So it's been essential.
And I understand that the statistics in this area, they do look very grim. In fact, Aboriginal people are twice as likely than non-Indigenous Australians to suffer from a stroke and at a much younger age. Is this right, Beth?
Yes, it is. Stroke in particular is related to cardiovascular disease. So that's heart and, you know, blood vessel disease. And Aboriginal people, unfortunately, have a high rate of risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, kidney disease, and a range of other health issues that are risk factors for stroke. So, yes, unfortunately, that is the current situation, and we're working a lot on prevention of stroke and getting information out there about those risk factors. A lot of work is being done with Aboriginal communities and by Aboriginal communities to improve health overall. But at the current moment, yes, unfortunately, those statistics aren't good, and they're related to risk factors largely.
This is the very first program of its kind to be run right across the nation. How proud are you feeling that you've been able to roll this program out, Beth?
Well, look, we're all feeling very proud because, as you say, it is the first. The Aboriginal Brain Injury Coordinator positions are the first in Australia, and really for Indigenous peoples internationally, they're also a first for First Nations peoples to have a voice in what happens with brain injury. Brain injury is sometimes a forgotten condition. And so we've been able to, with a lot of assistance, this is a partnership grant. We're funded through the National Health and Medical Research Council, but the Western Australian Department of Health, and importantly, the Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Services in WA have been intimately related at all steps of the way in the project. So it's been a real partnership effort, and we're all very proud that it's been able to roll out across the state. We're hoping it can roll out nationally, and especially the coordinator positions, which people have fed back to us already, even before we've finished the study, that have been extremely helpful and important in assisting them have, you know, on their journey after brain injury. So we think it's been a very, we still have to finish the project and get a lot of formal results, but the information that we've gathered along the way from patients, from participants, from their families, from staff involved and our partners has been extremely positive and promising. So we're thrilled, and we even survived the COVID time of lockdowns. We were able to do a lot of the research study via telephone, via telehealth. So there have been a lot of innovative parts to the study as well, just to keep it going through difficult times.
Is there anything else we should mention while we have you on the line today, Beth, that you'd like to mention, perhaps something I might have missed?
Well, I think as we come to the final year of the study, we're all very, very focused on the study having an effect in the longer term, and that the parts of the study, like the important parts of the study, like the coordinator positions, continue. Research into Aboriginal health and Aboriginal, topics of interest and issues in the past have often finished, and Aboriginal communities have offered a lot to be part of those projects. And we have to be very careful as researchers that we give back to the communities that have actually contributed to the project. So that's a big focus of our work in the next 12 months, of working with our partners to see how the positive things that we've found as a result of the study can actually continue and contribute back to the Aboriginal communities who participated, and certainly what we've learned beyond. So that's kind of an important point at this point.
Professor Beth Armstrong from the Healing Right Way program, thank you for joining us on NITV Radio today. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kerry Lee, for your interest in the project and having me on today. Thank you.
Oh, my name's Rebecca Clinch. I'm a Ngadju Yamaji woman, and I come from Norseman. My dad's from, he's Yamaji, so he's from Payne's Farm, Yalgoo, Mount Magnet, up that way.
And you're one of the first Healing Right Way brain injury coordinators that has been appointed to this project. How does it feel to be the very first coordinator appointed?
At the beginning, I was like, didn't know the enormity of it, you know? Mm. I was just like, I not until later on in the project, and I was like, you're the first Aboriginal brain injury coordinator, and it got mentioned a few times, and I was like, oh, okay. I don't know. I just was happy to be being a part of the project.
And do tell me, Rebecca, what does an average day look like for you in your job? What is it that you do on a daily basis?
We get referrals from hospitals, and so then we start making connections, contact with clients that we have received. We work with them for 6 months, and while they're in hospital, we need to visit them once a week or have contact with them once a week and see how they're going, if there's anything we can do to help them or their families in this time. Once they leave hospital, we need to contact them every 4 weeks. Where necessary, we can contact them a lot sooner if we think they need contacting a little bit sooner. We either contact them by phone or we go and visit them face-to-face at home or in hospital, if they're still in hospital. We do a lot of notes, like after we come back with our patients, we'll see how they go, and we'll come back and do our notes, put them on the data form. A typical day, like today, we went out and saw a client who lived out in east suburbs. So we went out there, spoke with their carer, his mother, and she just mentioned how he was going and the plans they have for him. If there's anything from there that needs following up, we come back to the office and we follow up on OT, physio, outpatient appointments, or any referrals they may need to other organisations to help with their rehab. We also go out and we were promoting the Healing Right Way project and check out other organisations around Perth, what services are available, so then we can let our clients know.
And let's talk about some of those clients that you do have. Do they range in age, Rebecca?
Yeah, I think our youngest was something like 19, 20, and the eldest was about 60-ish. Yeah, so we have a nice range of age groups there.
And I'm wondering, is the job challenging at times? Because I do know that you do offer clients or your patients emotional support as well, Rebecca.
Yeah, we do. We do a lot of support just to be there for them. Like a client I visited last week on a home visit, his partner has health issues herself. And so I had to make sure or encourage her to look after herself as well, because she'd be no good if she got sick, and then who was to look after her partner while she was unwell. So those kind of things, try to help with support, emotional support in any way we can.
And do tell me, sis, what's some of the feedback that you get from your clients when working on this job?
Just today, one of the carers of a client was like, I'm so glad that yous are here. We need this kind of help because we don't know some services that are out there for us to help with our rehabilitation. But just knowing that yous were there to have a look, because we look up services that could help them with their rehabilitation. And she was like, oh, that's really good. I had another client who is country and was like, when I called and I said, oh, how are you going? Is everything okay? You've heard from anyone from the hospital or outpatients appointments? And he was like, no, I haven't heard from anyone. You're the first person to call me since I've left hospital. It feels like I've been forgotten about. And I was like, oh, that's not good. So we had a little, yarn with him and helped him get some services that was available for him.
And what do you love most about your role and what you do across the Aboriginal community in Western Australia?
I think just like... I just like yarning with them and letting them know that someone cares about their journey in their recovery through rehab, and that some, and just connecting with all my clients and like, yeah, just having a good yarn. It's like being, you know, connecting with them, being another Aboriginal person, they can feel comfortable with me. And I think that was the main thing with a lot of our clients. They were happy to work with another Aboriginal person who understands and has connection with them. So that, yeah, I just liked yarning and, yeah, helping them and letting them know that people do care about their recovery with their rehab.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.